Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now for something completely different. As you've probably heard, this spring, billions of Brood 2 cicadas are swarming the East Coast, just beginning to, after living underground for the past 17 years. And their emergence has us wondering, if you had been literally living under a rock since 1996, what would shock you most about the world today? Maybe it's the gridlock that Richard Haass was just talking about. But whatever it is, be Rip Van Cicada and call us up at 212-433-WNYC. You've just woken up after 17 years. What shocks you the most about today's world? 212-433-9692. Maybe it's cultural. Maybe it's political. Maybe it's geographical. Maybe it's historical. Maybe it's this. Or the fact that people aren't listening to the Macarena anymore. But in any case, you wake up and it's 2013. What is the strangest about the world today? Call us up and tell us what you think it might be. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Or tweet and use the hashtag Cicada Van Winkle, Cicada Van Winkle at Brian Lehrer on Twitter. Alec Baldwin responded on Twitter, what's the most different? Shockingly different, Major League Baseball salaries. Henny Bottle on Twitter wrote, cicadas, ah, good to be back up on God's green. Holy crap, we have a black president. Lindsay on Twitter, what's this thing called Twitter? You get the idea. Rip Van Cicadas, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You wake up. It's not 1996 anymore. It's 2013. What shocks you the most? Call in. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we'll take your calls on where you put your You put yourself in the shoes of the – do they wear shoes, these Brood 2 cicadas? And imagine waking up for the first time since 1996. What's craziest about the world today? Rip Van Cicada, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. May in Babylon. You're on the air. Hi, May.
Hi, Brian. Yes, the thing that I would say is that human beings, our postures have changed. We're completely focused on our screens. We're looking down in the city streets. We don't look at the buses or other people. We're just walking, looking down at our screens. That's Lord, it.
Thank you very much. All right. Rip Van Cicada, Julie in Bethel, Connecticut. Hi, Julie. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Hi there. I think the weirdest thing would be commercials today. It would be impossible to decode as opposed to 1996. So what's a tablet? What's a smartphone? What's high-speed internet? Nobody would have any idea what they were looking at.
Thank you very much. John in Park Slope, you are Rip Van Cicada, and you wake up 17 years later, and oh, my God.
We've discovered that we've made the planet possibly uninhabitable in future years to come, and we're doing nothing to stop it.
Thank you. Nobody was talking about global warming, or not much, in 1996. 212-433-WNYC for you Rip Van Cicadas out there. Chris on Facebook writes, where did all the smokers go? Obina on Facebook writes, wait, no fly cars? Jim on Facebook, I would be sad to find out Michael Jackson died. And Brenda on Facebook, they x-ray my thorax at the airport now. Michael in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi, good morning. I want to say about on-demand media, you mean I don't have to use my VHS recorder to record TV. Now I can watch my TV shows, my favorite movies, when I want, where I want, on these things called tablets and smartphones?
You're happy for the tablets and smartphones. The first caller wasn't so happy because we're all looking down on our screens as we walk down the street. By the way, I got the hashtag wrong. It's It's not Rip Van Cicada. It's Cicada Van Winkle. So if you're tweeting us about this, Cicada Van Winkle at Brian Lehrer on 20 on Twitter. Mark in Lower Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Brian, I wake up after 17 years and I find that I'm on the menu as a protein source.
Ooh, fried cicadas. Larry in Manhattan, I think, has the opposite impression here. Larry hung up. Allison in Brick. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Brian. I wake up and I find out that the Twin Towers, the World Trade Centers, are no longer there.
Can't ignore that one, right?
Right.
Thank you very much. Don in Flemington, you're on WNYC. Cicada Van
Winkle. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
I wake up and I am delighted and surprised, but naturally delighted, that in the United States a black man is the president.
And elected twice.
Don, elected twice. I never thought that would happen in my lifetime.
Don, thank you very much. 212-433-WNYC. Cicada Van Winkle, Madeline in Long Island. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Brian. I was going to say something similar to what the First Lady said. I said, I'm wondering if they're even going to feel noticed because everyone's got their face down and their heads down and they don't seem to notice anything that's going on in the real world anymore.
Thank you very much. Jan, somewhere in New Jersey. Hi, Jan.
Hi. Okay. I was a car nut, so I went down to look at the new cars. And there's no Pontiacs, and there's no Oldsmobiles, and there's no Saturn dealers, and there's no Mercury dealers. But there's this weird one, Kia. So what happened to all the old American cars?
Jan, thank you very much, which leads us to John in Paramus. Hi, John.
Yes, you know, 17 years later, I still can't figure out how to park in New York City, what the parking signs mean.
So that's something that hasn't changed, I guess. Let's see, coming in on our comments page, Dan in Greenpoint, right? I can't believe that my hometown, Portland, Oregon, is now the coolest place on earth. It used to be so much better when it was just us weirdos. Brian on Twitter writes, I wake up 17 years later and, oh my God, Snoop Dogg went from cultural pariah to a cuddly soccer mom icon. And Charles on Twitter writes, artisanal pickles? Really? Alka in Piscataway, you're on WNYC as Cicada Van Winkle. Hi, Alka.
Hi.
So you wake up 17 years later and...
And what I've noticed is that there are no postal mail, there are no birthday cards being posted. There is no walking up to the neighbor's door to deliver a bouquet of flowers. It's all, like, done electronically
through
emails and Facebook messages.
Thank you. Tommy in Dover. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So you wake up after 17 years and, oh, my God.
I wake up as a gay cicada, and I realize that I cannot get married in Dover, but I can get married in New York State. So I woke up in the wrong state.
Thank you. Tim in Bayshore, Cicada Van Winkle. Hi, Tim.
Hi, how you doing?
All right. So?
There's no rock or alternative music on the radio.
No rock or alternative music left on the radio. You got to go to those internet radio stations. Chris in Bayshore, Cicada Van Winkle. You wake up 17 years later, and you say, OMG.
I can't believe the gas is almost $4 a gallon.
Chris, thank you very much. Julie on Facebook, 17 years later, and where are all the bees? Anton in the East Village.
Well, hi. I would find it interesting that 17 years later, we're all still here. That we haven't blown ourselves up or wiped ourselves out with a plague or something along that line, some disaster. So we're still here.
Anton, the 1996 pessimist cicada, waking up after 17 years. And Brenda in Randolph. Hi, Brenda.
Yes, I would be shocked by the fashion where the waistline has dropped for just about everybody in pants.
The waistlines in pants dropping below the you-know-what. And Barack in the Bronx gets the last word, I think. Hello.
What shocks me is the seeming weakness of the federal government. Individuals are becoming more and more powerful, as if they are becoming the king of the country.
Barack, thank you very much. Thanks to all of you who called in. Keep posting them, if you want, to our comments page and social media. You are Cicada Van Winkle, and you wake up after 17 years, and what shocks you? Brian Lehrer on WNYC.